Hello. If we could all take some seats. They don't have to be your own seat. They could be somebody else's seat. We're going to get the open mic started now that we've got the most difficult part of every Hemingway's evening out of the way, the photo of the poets. Yes. So, the rules. There are rules to the open mic. We have a fairly full schedule here. And the readers, they have 2 pages max. That can be 2 poems or 1 poem, but it can only be 2 pages altogether. It can't be like tiny type either. These are the things you need to know at the open mic. Very important, because Joan will tackle your ass and drag you away from the microphone. She's like very friendly until you cross her by reading more than 2 pages at an open mic, and she will fuck you up. Our first reader tonight is Jaleah Washington. Jaleah, come on up.
I'm gonna read a poem from out of my book. It's called Word of Mouth, and it's called Human. I thought we were all human first, but we're quick to kill, no problem, like lives have no worth. Oh, they disrespected me, pull a trigger, cause as a person, I feel bigger. Have I really won when their life is done? Even though I wish I could go back, I know I can't. Life is supposed to have no regrets, yet all the time I feel stressed and depressed. People all around me all the time like depressed. They press my chest. It feels like I've lost my breath. Am I dying? I want to live another day, even if it's filled with crying. At least people are trying, right? Would my world be black if I were painted white? Would the rules be less concise? Would I eat meals with something other than rice? I have feelings just as any other human. We all wake up and pee. It doesn't matter the hue, man. If you stop struggling, you're stopping life, said Huey Newton. They don't want to struggle making it. They'd rather be in a box like Fig Newtons. What rests will stay at rest till them eyes open. You're hoping you're not taking your last breath. Newton said it best. I'll admit, I use my intelligence to try to comprehend. And I wonder, am I only supposed to collect dividends? Bail on family and forget my friends? And say I did it by myself and be by myself in the end? But what is life without any other humans?
Thank you, Jaleah. That was great. Thank you. Next up, we've got the Sid and Nancy of Pittsburgh Poetics, starting with Monsieur Charlie Bryce.
God, last time we were the Fred and... Well, anyway.
Fred and Ethel?
Fred and Ethel. Yeah, no, not... Fred and Ethel. All right, this poem is called Grief. I was a bereavement therapist for years. Grief, a raven pecks your heart, takes wing, returns and returns, a brick thrown through your soul's window with a note attached, never let go. A corner you round at the intersection of heartbreak and what you thought you'd overcome. A sea of rage at the course of life, a god who turned his back, or never was. The keen of what forever means. Songs you can't listen to anymore. Half a sandwich molding in her fridge. Friends that don't understand. A teacup half empty on his sink deck. That private language you shared. Jokes no one else can get. A shape in a crowd that must be he. A car she's driving, a crib sans a future, an instrument silent on a music stand, a hope that's become a home that's become a house, a sweater limp in a closet, a world of poor and empty. The next one, I think, this bounced off a wonderful reading Toy Derricotte did with Sharon last week. And, you know, it has to do with a pronouncement that our president made recently that some people should go back, you know. This is called Return of the Native. I don't have to go back to where I came from because I'm a white man. What a relief. I'd hate to have to return to a country stolen from the people who first lived there, a country built on the sweat of slaves, a nation that continually manufactures reasons to go to war, or where a white lady spit in the face of a black friend who wanted to drink from the same water fountain as she, how her spittle, like white lava, trickled down over the decorations on his U.S. Air Force uniform. I'd hate to go back to a place where disagreement with the government is met by chants of love it or leave it, or a place where ersatz stormtroopers march with torches shouting, Jews will not replace us, or where the leader avers that Nazi sympathizers are good people. I'd hate to be shipped off to a land run by a tiny group with lots of money and guns, where attending a movie or school or a concert is a fear-ridden, anxious ordeal. I carry my white privilege everywhere I go, and like the actress in the old joke who sleeps with the producers, directors, even screenwriters to get the part, only to be repeatedly injured once filming begins, my question is, who do I have to fuck to get out of this movie? Thanks.
Following that, Mamzelle Judy Brace.
I'm afraid there's no following that, but I can only try. So, we heard from Sharon's lovely reading about all the disasters that have befalling our planet and our poor Pittsburgh, especially the last few days. But this is another aspect of nature. And so I thought I'd take up the whole issue of sun since it is part of summer on a good day. So I read the one that's more pertaining to summer and sun. First, sketches of sun. Close on the back of our goldfinch, the sunlight rides as it tumbles, slides headlong from glowing orb to pearls of waves, glistering lake, and rivers near, far beyond. Its sparkle reflects and catches the call of red wings, the blackbirds, I mean, their high sweet scratching quick to announce that elegance arrives on wings, their epaulets of scarlet and gold. Though the fishermen say that only the dazzle of a water lily over under silent ripples of pond can claim such a key to brilliance of rays, their blessings of sun. So a different aspect of light. With an epigraph from Billy Collins, we must always look at things from the point of view of eternity. Notes from an event horizon. Yesterday, as I was waiting for my pain to pass and waiting for the sun to raise its sphere from deceitful dark, I soon got to thinking about when and how my seconds moved on. Who might know? Whom I could ask? The motes of night hovered, peeked around, insisted they knew nothing, drifted just at dusk, only dallied along. They told of photons from our past, years back and beyond, quanta, cousins of particles like quarks and Higgs boson and holes so black and large that years stood still. They told of packets of light, eons, galaxies above, which might sooner as not, and in fast time relate how unknown events changed our moon, our planets, created dry lakes. And this, they said, is how it came to be that light packets, their waves, even their course, will tell us new history. Its stored events tell us stories from precious moments of our past in our future. Thank you.
Next up, we have Antonia Glenn. Antonia?
This one's called Goodbye. Day as gray as life, common chores again. Life's clutter pushes, postcard glides to the floor. Dynamic color reflects on strong flowing waters, twinkles into my eye. Nearby bridge, water flowing so confidently. Card collected, busy day buries away. Endless tasks momentarily complete. A breath, a stumble. Postcard freed, dynamic glide reborn. Card follows heart. Postcard unfolds into breathtaking reality. Bridge hovers over river. Water shines in dynamic confidence. Heart bursts a silent wish. Confidence of the river? Thoughts twinkle into a single word. In majestic river's shadows light, mountainous weights of fear seem so small. Eyes laugh. Silly mountain in pocket, walking to the bridge, carrying valleys of doubts. The card, so simple, carries giants. Standing on the bridge, mountains, valleys, giants, exhaling a lifelong breath, lifts card from hand to river, flows away. Displaying shaky printed word goodbye. River dances with card in beautiful confidence, reflecting dynamic colors. Oh no. Page, oh, I lost my second page. Better not. There it goes, sorry. Feeling lighter, is it real? Next day, driving again, bridge's confidence blinks in memory. Days later, spark of fear displaced. More time, small flame chars edges of fear. Years pass again. A postcard tumbles, a bridge inside. Where fear used to stand, a small steady flame. Smile fills the day, sun sets, a second card tossed, joining river's dance. Float away, bold words, goodbye.
Okay, all the way from downriver Detroit, Scott Silsby.
All right, this is a short one. I fucked up. I fucked up. I got fucked up. I broke down. I got broke. There was everything, and then nothing, and then mere being. I had a crisis. I had a car crash. I was alone, and then I was not alone. I was alive. I was also on fire. Thanks.
Okay, we're going to close it out tonight. Are you waving me off? Oh, sorry. I thought I was being waved off. Like, no. Okay, we're going to close it out tonight with a young man with a very bright future, Pat McCardle. Yeah!
6:20:17, 3:44 p.m. The temperature's in the mid-70s and it's breezy. The sky is blue with nice white puffy clouds. I'm out for a scoot and I find myself at the bottom of Frick Park. Nothing much is going on. I'm sitting on a picnic bench doing some light contemplation. I look over and this is what I see. I start thinking about nature. No, this guy is not as majestic as a white oak tree, and he's not as beautiful as a begonia, but he has a real presence here. I think he is king of the weeds. Long live the king. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know about this view train, so bright.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. All right. I'm going to try one more here. All right. Well, I'm not. I have no future. This is called an old friend. An old friend. That's what they become, after all. It's been mine for about 6 years now. I wouldn't be surprised if it's over 60 years old. This is what I know about my old hat. I bought it at Zare's Antiques in the Strip. It's a Dobbs, and they make fine hats. The original owner purchased my hat at Kelly's on 103 West Washington Street in Charleston, South Carolina. He had his initials, R period, T period, O period, stamped into the headband. That tells me he had a certain pride about his hat. He valued it. But I have questions which have no answers. Did the first owner like sports, play poker? Could he dance? Was his hat for special occasions or everyday wear? How did it get to Pittsburgh? Was it meant for me? There are two things that I do know. We both fancied this hat enough to buy it, and we share the same hat size.
Oh my gosh. You guys are great. You hung in here for all. Hey, thank you all for being here. Next Tuesday's the last night of the season. We just can't believe it. We run May through July only, but if you're on my email blast, you can know about more poetry than you thought was even possible to know about. Relentlessly brought to you. Thank you all for being here. Have a great evening. Hope you have a great week, and be here next week. It's going to be amazing. Take care.